Hi there. The word for today is, what are your strengths? In Romans 12, verse 6, Paul writes, just as our bodies have many parts and each has a special function, we are many parts of one body, and we all belong to each other. Then he writes, listen carefully, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. Dr. John Maxwell recommends that you work where you're strongest 80% of the time, that you work where you're learning 15% of the time, and that you work where you're weakest 5% of the time. In other words, maximize your strength. So what are your strengths? To find the answer to that question, let me raise these five issues for you. First, you've got to be secure. You say, what do you mean? Well, if you keep allowing your insecurities to get the better of you, you'll become inflexible and resistant to change. And if you don't change, you won't grow. Second, you must get to know yourself. Spend time exploring your strengths. Ask people you trust for feedback and be willing to receive it. And be honest about your blind spots, okay? Number three, trust your leader. If you can't trust the person you're following, you should look for someone you can trust or get on another team. And number four, you've got to see the big picture. Your place on any team only makes sense in the context of the big picture. If your sole reason for finding your niche is personal gain, your wrong motives will rob you of the very joy, fulfillment, and success that you desire. At number five, rely on your experience. The only way to know you've discovered your niche is to try things, to take risks, to learn from your failures and successes, and to discover what God has gifted you to do. Okay? That's the word for you today.